Let's go to Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Hi, Andy. You know, it's interesting how everyone, I think, is missing the point on this legislation. The government itself said what the key point is, and that's its redefinition of the word consent. They've replaced it with the term affirmative consent. And whenever you put an adjective in front of something, Andy, it ain't what it used to be anymore. And that's where you'll find the devil in these details. I've been looking into this concept for some months now, and you know, their idea of affirmative consent is strictly verbal only. And what they're doing is creating a legal environment where there's a distinct anti-male bias, in which case, if the female did not say yes to a particular relationship, although they say it's for all sexes and all kinds of relationships, it's never how it's been applied.
Bob, can I make you a deal?
Yeah.
I find this fascinating. We're going to need a little more time, though. We're coming up against the 4 o'clock news, as you can see on your clock.
Okay.
Can you call me right after the news? And we have the first 5-minute segment before we go to traffic. I think this is a very interesting point. You're saying that the consent issue is not what it appears to be.
Is that right? Not at all.
Okay. Call me back, and we'll share that right after the news.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now. 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290. CJBK.
7 minutes after 4 o'clock. Looking forward to our conversation with Bob Metz, who's going to join us in just a moment, to talk about the real agenda of Kathleen Wynne's sex education curriculum. In the meantime, let me share a couple of texts here in reaction to our discussion in the last few moments. Here's one. I'm sorry, Andy. I have nothing against homosexuals, but honestly, this comparison that Kathleen Wynne made about the child with two dads is just crazy. For one thing, how do you even expect this kid not to wonder for herself how she came to be coming from two dads? That on its own is going to give that child problems, not the fact that her family isn't reflected in school. She's going way over the top with this. Leave sex and religion out of politics and schools. They belong inside the house and no further. Now, we've now reconnected with Bob. I think here is what our education minister, Liz Sandals, said that Bob wants to address, and that's this whole issue of consent. Because Liz Sandals said, that's where we're going to surpass all the other provinces. We're catching up to them in most areas. Where we're going to surpass them is in this whole area of consent, which we're going to start teaching in grade one. So then the question, well, what do you mean by consent? Here's what she said.
I think that on having a very explicit conversation about consent as the children get older and talking very explicitly with kids about what does consent mean and what do healthy relationships look like. I think that in that piece we may become the leader. And one of the things that we heard when we talked to parents is parents want us to talk to kids about consent and appropriate behavior and the fact that no means no and only yes means yes.
Now, Bob Metz called us. He's going to share with us that he thinks there's a strong anti-male bias in this focus on consent. We have to do a quick weather and traffic check, and then we'll be back with Bob to outline his theory. Back with Bob in just a moment, right here on The Live Drive with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now. 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290 CJBK.
In grade one, students learn the names of body parts, and they learn about inappropriate touching. In grade three, there are discussions around same-sex relationships.
Okay, people are trying to figure out. Sorry, what are they going to teach at what grade? Anyway, here's the key issue of this package I want to focus on for the next few moments. Joining us now, Bob Metz, who is just starting to explain why the liberals are so focused on consent. Bob, thank you for being so patient. What's your theory?
Well, I don't think it's so much a theory as what we're hearing from the proponents of the concept itself, which I just discovered last November. And I do fear that, you know, the poor fellow that we saw coming through town here, Bill Cosby, may have been part of this campaign. Affirmative consent is a very radical feminist approach to determining the presence or absence of consent during a physical sexual act. And what it does is it replaces the presumption of innocence with the presumption of guilt and makes the onus of proof that the, in terms of determining consent, you have to be able to prove that your partner actually said a verbal yes. I mean, to even it sounds silly on the face of it, and it is. It's unenforceable. Saturday Night Live, in fact, spoofed it from top to bottom. It's become a standard of behavior on many university campuses in North America, and it's a big discussion going on right now up at the University of Western Ontario. And so it certainly is a very real issue. But, you know, the thing is that when Wynne says that yes means yes and no means no, well, that has never been our understanding of consent. That's not true of consent. A child may say yes, but it doesn't mean yes. I'm sorry. An 8-year-old or a 9-year-old is not capable of consent, no matter how many times they say yes. Nor are people who are not in possession of the knowledge that they need to consent. Knowledge is the key to all of consent. You have to know what you're consenting to and what the terms, conditions, expectations, results, etc. are. And that's why children generally do not have the accumulated knowledge necessary to be of what we call, of course, the age of consent, right? So they're out of the picture entirely.
So what is Kathleen Wynne, what is Liz Sandals really saying?
Well, I think they're pushing a political agenda through this funny term called affirmative consent. I mean, you can consent through your actions, and consent does not necessarily imply agreement or even support, you know. But the point is we go along with a lot of things we might not like. We might not like who got elected, but because we want to live in a democracy and have the benefits of that, we consent to that circumstance, even though we don't necessarily agree with it. So it's not that simple. Consent is and always has been determined by what is rational consent. You have to take into account people's actions. And so, you know, I find it very funny that on the one hand, we've been told through these press releases, that the government wants to teach our kids about nonverbal sexual signals, which is interesting given that their sole criteria of affirmative consent is verbal only. So who cares about the nonverbal part if that's the way it is? You know?
So what you're saying, Bob, and it's absolutely fascinating, we're going to teach, here we're talking about sexual subjects, and we're going to start teaching children about what consent is, not at the age which they're qualified to give consent, but in grade one.
No, I think if I heard correctly, they were going to introduce that part of the lesson by about grade 6, which I think is, how old would kids be then, about 11, 12-ish, or am I off there?
I think you're right there. But on the issue of consent, my understanding of this package is that they want to teach children as young as those in grade 1 that if somebody's bothering you in whatever way, poking you or sticking a pencil in your ear or whatever, they can't do those things without your consent.
Yeah,
without...
Well, that's ridiculous. It's inappropriate touching. Let's leave it at that. And that's what it is. And they should be taught that you just don't get touched here. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no yes means yes, no means no. And consent can't be turned into a verbal contract in the middle of a lovemaking episode. It becomes ridiculous. If you saw the details of this, I mean, they literally have been putting into writing things like, well, you have to ask first, may I kiss your lips? Yes, you may kiss my lips. You want to move on to the shoulder or down the neck? You got to ask again, verbally. I mean, who could possibly ever consider doing such a thing? And yet this is the concept that is going all through the universities throughout North America and is being pushed on us now and coming through the Wynne government here in Ontario.
I think
we better put out a red alert on this one, Andy.
What are your thoughts about this sex education curriculum generally? What do you think Kathleen Wynne's real agenda is?
Well, she said it is. It's the revolutionary thing is this new concept of consent. The rest of it is pretty common sense. I don't have a great... How can you dispute warning kids about the dangers of being online and the consequences? You know, that all comes under the key of knowledge, and knowledge is what you want our kids to accumulate so that they become adults who are able to consent and make rational decisions. Because in the darkness, you know, that is the absence of knowledge, they're never going to be in a position to be able to consent. And you know, teaching kids about the signs and face, you know, facial expressions and stuff, do you think an expert child molester wouldn't know how to master those things? Actors can do it very well, you know.
Wow, that's some great thoughts, Bob. If you have more, call us back, but I have to be fair to the other callers and move on quickly.